Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Our focus today is on the proclamation of Jesus on the cross that it is finished.
Shall be no more. So run and not be weary. Walk and never fall. Lift up your voice to heaven. Crown him Lord.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We worship you as the holy, righteous, loving creator that you are. And we praise you for the amazing plan of salvation that you put into place and that it is finished. The payment, the penalty for our sin has been paid in full by the blood of your Son. His sacrifice for us was in our place in order that we might be saved, that we can have a relationship with you, not by works that we have done, but by your amazing grace. Lord, as we continue our time in praise and worship, may your Holy Spirit guide us into your truth, the truth of what it means that it is finished. That your Son proclaimed the truth when he spoke these final words on the cross. We invite you to speak to us, Lord. As your servants, we will continue to listen and learn while we invest this time in your presence. Amen.
Ooh, yeah.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us on this station each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. I appreciate hearing from you. When you write, be sure to include the call letters for the station you hear us on. We really appreciate hearing from you and thank you for your generosity and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
By your love, you came to me.
This is your call to worship and praise. As we consider the fact that our salvation was bought at a price, it is finished.
A face in a crowd, nothing to be proud about, till he called my name. Just one among many, not a hero to anyone, but still he came. He said, "Child, you're special." I said, "How can it be?" Then he simply answered, "You were meant to be like me." And though I'll never understand the reason why, or what it was he saw in me through his loving eyes, he chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. What can I give? With the life that I'm living, is there some good I've done? What is it he sees that the Father was pleased to sacrifice his Son? A love such as this love I can't comprehend. But of one thing I'm certain, that love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. A love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, this love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose me. He chose me. He chose me.
Lord.
God had a plan for us before the foundation of the world, a plan to save us from the penalty of our sin, and as a just God, that would be complete, allowing His Son, Jesus the Christ, to cry out from the cross that it is finished. Please listen to see and hear how God accomplished this for us, beginning with John 19. Jesus knew that His mission was now finished, and to fulfill Scripture, He said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to His lips. When Jesus had tasted it, He said, "It is finished." Then He bowed His head and released His spirit. Hebrews 12, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." From John 17, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do." From Hebrews 10. Then He said, "Look, I have come to do Your will." He cancels the first covenant in order to put the second into effect. For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all time. Under the old covenant, the priest stands and ministers before the altar day after day, offering the same sacrifices again and again, which can never take away sins. But our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then He sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. There He waits until His enemies are humbled and made a footstool under His feet. For by that one offering He forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies that this is so, for He says, "This is the new covenant I will make with My people on that day, says the Lord. I will put My laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then He says, "I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds." And when sins have been forgiven, there's no need to offer any more sacrifices. From John 10, Jesus speaking, "I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he's an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know My sheep, and am known of Mine. As the Father knoweth Me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down My life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear My voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth My Father love Me, because I lay down My life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from Me, but I lay it down of Myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of My Father." From Ephesians, first chapter, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of His glory. From 1 Peter, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." John 3, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." From Romans 10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." From 2 Peter chapter 3, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Friend, God's plan is in place. It is finished. Christ finished the work on Calvary. Now He extends the gift of salvation to you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. There is no guarantee of tomorrow for you. Today is the day of salvation.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other, 'cause Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Sing it now.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other.
There's no other.
Jesus is the way.
In the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of the old past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I know for sure, that Jesus is the way. Let me hear you now.
That you think you cannot climb. I know that your skies have been dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you that the word of God is true. And everything that he's promised, I tell you he will do it for you. Let me tell you.
Jesus is the way. and make me whole.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've been reminded that our salvation has been paid in full. It is finished. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're also invited to visit our website anytime, 24/7, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, and I quote from John 20, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name."